Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care, expert care, close to home.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Let's get to it. We welcome Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Not particularly happy about the weather, though.
Well, what kind of challenges on a day like this does it mean for the city? Because we keep hearing about different areas where the roads are crazy and there's flooding. And what does something like this do to the city for you?
Yes, it does cause, you know, extra work for our street department along with our utilities if we have high winds, you know, if lines come down or if trees or limbs, so those type things. So it could be a challenge on those type days. We've had a couple of good storms here in the last few days, and I hope it doesn't today, but I guess we'll just see what it holds.
Well, I won't burst your bubble.
That's gone too.
Pretty much.
I was afraid of that.
I know. Well, I mean, we know you're on a limited time schedule here, so we want to get right to it. I want to talk about the Sparkling Success Program that you've got coming up here. Your next one here features Indiana Chamber President and CEO Vanessa Green Snyder. I know. I knew I was going to screw that up.
That's
I've been
all right.
up too early. Cinders. And yeah. What do you hope people take away from that after hearing her speak?
You know, one thing that I think about the Sparkling Success is that it brings so many people together from within the community and also outside of the community. And we've tried to get speakers that will motivate them, you know, encourage them, and we see their success stories. So I'm hoping that when people leave there, you know, they're inspired, they know that they can do these things that maybe they thought they couldn't. And, you know, work together. That's the important thing. So we try to be very cautious on how we, you know, select our speakers so that maybe that's what they'll go away with, how successful they can really be in their life.
Well, and that was actually going to be one of my questions, was how do you select those speakers? I mean, how do you decide who to reach out to?
You know, I have Kimberly Black that works on that, along with Krista Stilwell and Andrea, who is my assistant. They work really hard to pick speakers that they think, you know, would be really good and very inspirational and, you know, just encourage people to be better, to, you know, to work with others, to be more successful. So I think that they do a very good job at picking those speakers out.
659-3338 if you have questions for the mayor today. Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line. And let's talk about some of the day-to-day operations. This is a great question that Mel and I were talking about some of the behind-the-scenes things that residents maybe don't see every day that your office accomplishes and where you guys are going and what you're kind of seeing for the future.
You know, on a daily basis, I try to make contact with my department heads. May not be every day, but most every day we talk, and you know, if they have any situations or problems, I also get several emails. People will call into my office, you know, with either concerns or ideas. I got an idea just this past week from someone, you know, about how to do an operation cleanup and how enthused they were about that. So in my office, we do get a lot of different people calling for different reasons, but I have a great assistant, and she takes care of all those phone calls for me and passes them on to me or to the department that it affects. So I think, you know, on a day-to-day basis, we just try to provide the services to the best of our abilities and for what our constituents deserve.
Well, I know one of the things that's near and dear to your heart is the muffins with the mayor. So what kind of topics came up this last time?
Well, we did have several. We had the department head there, which I love that, so they can give a report, you know, on there, what's going on in their office. I do know in building services, because I know there's been a lot of concern, or I see people's like, we don't see growth, we don't see things happening, you know, we need economic development, all the different things. So Rob Bogue, our senior building administrator, actually got some numbers ready for me, and I'll share those with you. Since 2021, we have gotten 131 new homes in the city of Frankfort. And the value of those homes is $28 million. We also have had several certificates of occupancy for commercial, and that was 115. Our total permits issued over the past 5 years is 4,857. And that valuation that adds to that, you know, remodel, whatever it might be, was $144 million. One of the big projects, of course, was Frito-Lay, and it was at a $15.4 million. So I think that people don't realize, they don't see that, you know, day-to-day, that we get permits pretty consistently every day for people, either remodels, you know, new homes, whether it's a resident or commercial. So there's a lot going on. You may not see, like, the, you know, $50 million industry coming in, but, you know, people are remodeling their homes. People are building. We are working, you know, to grow our community. And I think that's important to know. Also, the Redevelopment Commission has what they call a facade grant. It's a matching grant, so our downtown businesses can get up to $20,000. That's a matching grant to work on the facade of their building. And I think that's another thing that's really good for our community. And I don't know that people recognize those things that go on.
Well, I know Cindy and I have noticed, you know, a lot of the buildings downtown, people have been working on it and taking advantage of that grant.
Yes, yes. And I think that's so important, you know, to keep our downtown looking good. We do, I know, have maybe a couple empty buildings down there, but we also have buildings that are full and some that maybe, you know, were empty for a while and now they're filling back up. So that's just one thing we want to encourage, you know, people that want to come here, you know, developers or people that want to invest, to come to our downtown and to see what we have.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today, 659-3338, if you have questions for the mayor. I do want to ask you about the Comprehensive Plan and Comprehensive Safety Action Plan survey. Is that still undergoing? Is that done now where people can't take it anymore? Talk about that a little bit.
No, it is still on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So they can go to there. We would really, really like for them to do that survey. That, and then we also have another survey, which is called SS4A, which is safety for our streets. That's another survey that is available. We need people's, you know, opinions, their comments, their concerns, their questions, because that's how we know what the community wants, or, you know, they feel like they need to make this a better place to live. So I encourage people to do that. Like I said, that's kind of where I got the idea, you know, the economic development side, that's a pretty high priority. And also, I know they're concerned, you know, about amenities, that type thing. So that's how we find out. So I hope people will go and take that survey and give us some, you know, answers that they would like from us.
How do you respond to folks? I just saw some people, and Facebook, I take it with a grain of salt. I understand this is just that's just an opinion folks have. But how do you respond to folks? When I was looking at some of the responses, people were saying, oh, we need a bowling alley. We need a movie theater. We had both of those things, and they did not last. So how do you respond to folks that have words like that?
You know, absolutely. I mean, that is the truth. People did not support those. If they did, they would still be here in business. But what we have to get is a developer or an investor that wants to do that, that wants to come to this community, believes in it. And then once they get here, they've got to have that support. So they have to know that people are going to be there. I don't think people go to the movie theater as much as they used to because there's so many other ways to watch the movies. I know my daughter with the four grandkids went over to a movie, and she said by the time they paid for the ticket and the concessions and all that, she had over $150. Well, that's not something that most people can afford to do on a, you know, a daily or a weekly, probably be more like a monthly basis that they could do that. So that's another thing. When somebody's thinking about investing in Frankfort or bringing those types of facilities here, they have to think, is that a wise investment for them? Because the city doesn't do that. You know, we don't put in the bowling alley. We don't put in the movie theater. It's somebody that comes there and willing to invest.
Yeah, exactly. And even for outside facilities, you know, somebody wants to bring in a putt-putt.
Yeah, that was one of the things listed.
Because we used to have
an arcade.
One.
That was another thing that was on there.
But yeah, they didn't get the support. Yeah. I know somebody who actually had one here in Frankfort, had a putt-putt course, and they didn't get enough business to be able to afford to pay employees to work it. So, you know, it all goes back to, you know, put your money where your mouth is. If you want these kind of amenities, then you have to get out there and support them when they're here.
Exactly. You know, and we encourage developers, we encourage investors to come here, but they also have to look at it from their side. Well, you know, how would this be an advantage for them to come to Frankfort versus somewhere else? You know, what do we have to offer? And we work with them. I know Kimberly works with them. We have Shan Sheridan that works with them. So there's different opportunities for them, but it's just if they're willing to make that investment, and then if the people will support it after it comes here.
I want to slip back to the housing really quickly. Give us a quick update on how the new housing areas are going. And I know another family just took a pair of keys to one of the Habitat for Humanity houses. They've got four more they need applications for people. And the possibility of Habitat for Humanity investing more into the community here in Frankfort.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Habitat for Humanity. It gives people the opportunity to own a home that maybe necessarily wouldn't be able to do that otherwise. And so, you know, I encourage people to check into that. If you're looking for a house and, you know, you're struggling finding something that is affordable for you or a way that you can, you know, finance it, whatever it might be, I encourage them to reach out to Habitat. The city has given them a couple of lots, you know, over the years to help. So that helps with the cost for Habitat. So we encourage them. We're happy to have them here in our community. Meadowbrook, right now they're starting phase two. So we're, you know, looking forward to homes that are going to be there. We have the, what I call the Rissy subdivision. It's out off of Primrose. That's another one. It's moving forward. National Homes, along with a local construction firm is building a house out there. So I think there's probably going to be about 7 or 8 homes out there that are going to be available, and hopefully they'll be affordable. It looks like they will be, you know, for people to at least take a look at it and see if it's something they want. Riley School over there, where the Riley School was, is pretty much getting full at this point. You know, it's been very successful.
Are you seeing... Go ahead.
We also have another developer that's going to be out by Blue Green. And they have, there's going to be some duplexes along with eventually some single family dwellings. So we have people, you know, in motion trying to get things. And, you know, renovating old homes is another thing. I was in a seminar yesterday and they were saying that their high school, which we our high schools as well, have that building trades. And they build one new home a day, a year, and then they renovate one home a year. And I thought, wow, that's a good idea. We've been building one home a day. I keep saying a day, a year. And then they could renovate one as well. And I love that idea.
I do, too. I like the idea of reusing what we already have and making it better again so that it's already here in our community. Let's redo some of the things that we have.
What were some of the other ideas that you got from the Insight Summit that you attended yesterday with Kimberly?
Okay, we talked about that. We also talked about TIF districts, which is tax increment financing, and how that works in communities, and if you can use it for your residential or whether it's commercial. So that was a very informative class for me to take as well. So there were several people there, a lot of information. So I always like to go to those things, get new ideas, you know, reach out to other people and see what their communities are doing as well.
Well, I know we're getting close on time, but I did want to touch base on your Beat the Heat program before we let you get out of here. Can you talk a little bit about that and how important that is?
You know, that's very important. Kimberly's been working with community or healthy communities on that program, and it's very important for our community that we have that. It's a grant, and I know she's worked really hard on that. So hopefully that we can move forward, and this will be very beneficial for those residents in the city of Frankfort and Clinton County.
Anything else that you want to bring up there while we got you? Because I know we're pushing the clock for you.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things going on tomorrow. So let's get the rain over with today. We have a horseshoe tournament tomorrow. We have a pickleball tournament tomorrow. We have a big event at Prairie Creek Park. Flying Toasters will be there. So I know there's so many things. So we're hoping that all these could go ahead and move forward and we don't have all the rain issues. So I just encourage people to get out. Another thing we're trying on our Facebook page is to give people information. You know, like Wednesday or Thursday, put that out there. These are some things that are going to go on this weekend or, you know, in the next few days. So I hope people go to our Facebook page, look for that. We're talking about putting together a calendar so that they have, you know, like a month at a time or maybe a couple months at a time. Because I know people say they just don't know about things, and it's really hard to get that information out.
Well, maybe they're not listening to WILO, and they should be.
That's right.
I'll put a little plug in for us there. That's right. Because I feel like Mel and I just went through a whole stack of events here. So if they're not listening, and they can also check out Clinton and Carol, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, yeah. Mayor, because I feel like Kimberly's getting us the information. Andrea's getting us the information. We put it out there. Yeah. So if they're not seeking the information, they're not looking very hard. I will say that. So how can folks get a hold of you?
Get a hold of me. They can call my office, 765-654-7332, and they can talk to Andrea. They can set up a time to either come in and see me or, you know, to come up with a time to talk on the phone, whatever's most convenient, or I can come to them, whatever they would like. And like I said, we have muffins with the mayor once a month. So that's a great event.
And that's a pretty good time for people to come by and ask questions, I think, as well.
Exactly. Yes, because it's open. You know, you can ask whatever you would like. And usually all my department heads are there, so we're ready and willing to talk with them.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, thank you so much. We know you're on your way to another thing today, so we appreciate your time. That's all right. Have a great and safe day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day as well.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. She had several things going on today, so we're trying to get her to her next event, which starts at 9:30. So I'm trying to,
exactly.
She bless her heart. She made the time to still come in. She, you know, she didn't cancel on us. She just said, "I just need to make sure I can get to where I need to go." So we appreciate her time doing that. We would appreciate you as well going out and filling out some of these surveys, taking the time to do them. I think they answer a lot of questions. That's what I was looking for, was that questions I saw last night and I couldn't find it. But that's what people, the question was, what would you like to see in Frankfort? What would you, some people, I saw a lot of people that wanted another coffee location, but out on the west side of town. That was one that was brought up on several of the things. But arcade was something for kids, was a lot of them, a play area for kids. Things for the youth, movie theater and bowling alley were right up there. But again, putt-putt came up. I was questioning. All those things were here. And then, but here's the thing. So I'm wondering, because when I hear that, do you think it's because we don't have restaurants maybe on the, I mean, maybe they're looking for something on the west side, and because there's not many restaurants over there, and that's where we would put it. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Because we have, you know, we've got Nickel and Rye downtown now. We've got a new restaurant down there. Obviously, we have Pepe's. We've got Arnie's. We've got Greek's. We've got some other great restaurants downtown. So we are trying to, you know, continue to fill those voids.
What we call Restaurant Row out on Walnut. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've got Jimmy John's out there.
Going out the other way. We've got Pizza King.
Yes.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe people are just looking for something out there. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just trying to figure it all out. So, and I was reading some of the comments, and let's try and keep the comments nice. You can have your opinion, but we don't have to put, you know, let's just be nice.
Exactly.
Play nice. So,
well, we're getting close on time. I just want to give everybody quick reminders of the flash flood warnings that are in effect until 12 or 12:30. I mean, there's so many different warnings out there now. Roads and streets are flooded. Especially the back roads, but even some of the major highways are flooded.
31 was closed.
31 is closed from State Road 28 in Tipton County all the way down to Hamilton County State Road 38.
And then you saw something in Delphi where a tree had come down.
Yeah,
so,
a tree came down in Delphi and blocked a road. I kind of have to...
Just keep your eye. I mean, they're going to have to look.
You're going to have to be safe.
Because there's so many of them, and you might find something that you come across as you're driving around out there today.
If you're on Facebook, just check out the authorities, the true authorities pages on Facebook, or sign up. Everybody's got their own dispatch or their own EMA websites that have Nixle that sends out all the alerts. I mean, we get everything from Clinton County Central Dispatch, and Renee Crick and her crew over there at EMA and Central Dispatch are busting their butts here. Especially, they don't do it every day, but it's really been bad here the last few days. And, you know, they've got their galoshes on and getting in and out and getting the signs up for high water and everything else. So
I'm looking, as we are kind of, I hate to say these words, nearing the end of summer. And I say that based on the fact that the kids have gone back to school, not by what the calendar says. So just, you know, to preface that. We still have some things we need to get rid of to give away. So I'm looking at my stash here. And this is what I've got. So you know what? We're just going to take whatever, we'll take the first caller, and you can pick what you want today. Here are your options. You have a pair of Holiday World tickets.
Okay.
You could have a 4-pack of Indiana Beach tickets. You could have a pair of WCWO wrestling tickets. You could have a pair of free drinks from Bigby Coffee. Or you could have a family 4-pack of tickets to Indiana State Museum and historical sites, any of those in the state. It's not just down at Indianapolis. It's any of those in the state. You could have a 4-pack of those. Have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
So those are your options. All you have to be is the first caller, and you can pick what you want today. As I'm trying to clean the closet, as we like to say, we want to make sure we give folks time to use everything. So we will just...
Yeah, and don't be afraid of the Indiana Beach or Holiday World, because they have
Holiday
a lot of
World
stuff
tickets
that
go until October.
Right.
Indiana Beach goes into September on weekends. Yes, so you still have time to use them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are your options. So we'll get out of here. We'll let somebody call in and win 659-3338. You can pick your prize, as we like to say today. And we'll be back Monday morning with another edition of Party Line. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody.